Good afternoon, everyone. You know, Art told me I had to go this way, but I sort of got, you know, a senior's moment. I just sort of lost track there for a second. Thank you for coming to this very important event to discuss a very serious subject. I'm going to take a moment just to thank the volunteers, and I'll tell you why. This whole campaign, this whole program today was put together by a group of volunteer seniors. And special thanks to the man whose idea it was to have this campaign, who literally organized it and made it happen, our own Costco First Vice President, Art Cuby. And if you think that's his only job, he's also president of Seniors on Guard for Medicare. I just don't know. I thought I was busy. I have a tough time keeping up with Art. In Costco, we realized that there was no appetite by the politicians to implement the recommendations of the Romanow Report, so aptly titled, Building on the Values, the Future of Healthcare in Canada. Our own premier, in direct contradiction to the report, stated that public health care is not sustainable. For those reasons, Costco is launching this province-wide campaign to help to create the political will to bring about the implementation of the Romanow Report. And ladies and gentlemen, this is why we're here today. This is day one. And what a better way to launch our campaign than to have the man who headed up the Royal Commission on the Future of Healthcare in Canada here with us today, the Honourable Roy Romanow. I'm going to tell you, he's asked me to keep this brief. I'll do my best. This man's had a busy life, I must tell you. I thought mine was busy, but when I read his resume, wow. He's been very active in this country, looking after people like ourselves from different levels in his careers. Roy was born, raised, and educated in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and he graduated from the University of Saskatchewan, where he earned his arts and law degrees. Between 1971 and 1982, he was first elected to the Saskatchewan Legislature in 1967, and he served as Deputy Premier between 1971 and 1982. But during those 11 years, he also served as the Attorney General and was responsible for the introduction of a number of justice system reforms, including, and listen to this, folks, this is important, including introduction of a provincial legal aid plan, amalgamation of the District and Queen's Bench Court creation, and creation of the Saskatchewan Human Rights Commission, the introduction of a Saskatchewan Human Rights Code, and the creation of a provincial ombudsman's office. In 1979, he was appointed Saskatchewan Minister of Intergovernmental Affairs, and during that time, Roy was part of the federal-provincial negotiations that resulted in the Constitutional Accord and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. In the same time period, he was appointed a visiting scholar at the University of Saskatchewan. Between 1983 and 1985, Mr. Romanow also served as a member of the Canadian Medical Association Task Force on the Allocation of Healthcare Resources. And on November 7, 1987, he was acclaimed the leader of the Saskatchewan New Democratic Party. And on November 1, 1991, he was sworn in as Premier of Saskatchewan, a position that he held for some 10 years. When I was going through the resume, this is the one that really grabbed me. Just please listen to these words. During his time as Premier, his government balanced the provincial budget, placed the province's fiscal position on a solid footing, undertook large-scale reforms to healthcare based on the premise of wellness and prevention, expanded and diversified the economic base of the province, and implemented new programs and funding for the Action Plan for Children and the introduction of the Building Independence Strategy to help move families off social assistance. Quite an accomplishment, I would suggest, with all due respect. And as we all know, in April 4th, 2001, Mr. Romanov was appointed by then Prime Minister Jean Chrétien to head the Royal Commission on the Future of Healthcare in Canada, which resulted in the document known as the Romanov Report, entitled Building on Values. So without further ado, I just want to add a personal thing here. I'm going to embarrass this man. Over the last 2 days, I've had the privilege of attending a number of workshops and various functions with Mr. Romanov, and I've really grown a real healthy respect for him. He's a real gentleman, and he's really got the concerns of Canadian citizens at his heart.